Well, we welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles safety Nate Allen. And it's strange to say this, but Nate, you are one of the experienced men of this Eagles defense. My, oh, my, have 3 years gone by quickly.
It's going by real fast. It's crazy to believe. You know, I talk to my family about it all the time, how fast, you know, your NFL career goes by. But, you know, it's been a blessing, and, you know, it's been fun so far.
It hasn't been smooth, I would say. Agree
right.
with that?
Yeah. It's last year was especially rough. But you know, like I've been telling a lot of the reporters and media people, it does nothing but make you stronger as a man. Helps you grow as a football player. You know, because when there's trials like that, it, you know, it shows your true character.
Do you have to remind yourself of that when you're going through a 4-12 season with so many changes on defense? A season that we see here, the Cleveland game, the opening game last September, I mean, the defense was flying to the football. Pittsburgh, great defensive effort. When it starts to turn the other way, do you have to remind yourself that, hey, I'm just going to keep working hard and things are going to be okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, things are going to happen during the season, you know, and it's going to get tough sometimes, and there's going to be ups and downs, and it's guys that can keep, you know, stay even keel throughout the whole season that are going to, you know, last. And, you know, you just always got to learn from the mistakes and just keep moving forward.
Had you, when you came into the league, Nate, did you kind of project, hey, this is where I'm going to be after year one, two, three?
You know, you set goals for yourself going into every year. And, you know, the main thing is us winning a Super Bowl. You know, and obviously you want to, you know, be the best player you can and, you know, go to the Pro Bowl every year. But, you know, like I always say, the main thing is winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and after that game, after the win over the Ravens, this team was 2-1. Then the Giants come to town, and then I just thought this team was going
to
win. And I know you don't want to stay a lot and talk about last year, but it's an experience that you have to grow from and improve from.
Yeah, exactly.
And the season turns.
Yeah,
look at what happened.
Yeah, I mean, especially after the bye week. Mm-hmm. You know, going into the bye week, actually going into that Detroit game, you know, we had a lot of momentum, and you know, we'd come off a Pittsburgh loss, I believe.
Yep.
But I mean, things just turned quickly, and you know, it's just one of those learning things.
How wild was it when Juan was dismissed? How crazy did that make your world?
Yeah, it was. You know, I was a big fan of Juan. You know, we all were. You know, and that's just how the business is sometimes. You know, it's not pretty sometimes, but you know, as a player, you got to have, you know, thick skin, and, you know, you just got to keep playing no matter what the situation.
And then one thing you have to do is not look back. And so you come into this offseason, Chip gets hired, Bill Davis, the defensive coordinator. I feel the energy in the building. It's a totally new day here. How do you feel about that?
It is. You know, like we were saying, it's like a fresh start for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good thing. It is a good thing for all of us, especially the guys that were here last year. You know, and we're all excited about it. You know, we're enjoying OTAs and, you know, the new defensive scheme and the new offense. So, you know, it's definitely a positive, and things are looking forward.
From what, you know, the limited access we've gotten, from what you've said, you seem very comfortable, and you seem like you're picking things up pretty quickly running with the ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the 3-4 is a lot different, obviously, than the 4-3, and it's my first time being in the 3-4. But, yeah, I mean, we're all, you know, building that chemistry together as a defensive unit, and, you know, we're getting in there with the coaches and the meeting rooms and, you know, just trying to learn as fast as we can because, you know, we're a couple steps behind everybody else, you know, in our division because, you know, most of them are, they've been in their defense for a few years now, you know, and we're just learning a new thing, but it's all good.
We anticipate a little bit of both, 4-3-3-4. So in a 3-4, what, if you can just kind of layman's terms, what's different?
I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Football,
right.
Go get football.
Exactly. As a speaking from the secondary, you're more of a pass. You are a pass guy first and pass guy second. And then, you know, you help out with the run when necessary. And obviously you're going to be involved in the run in certain things. But if I could just, like you said, in layman's terms, just you're a pass guy. You really focus on the pass.
Your position on the field, is it consistent? Do you anticipate moving around a lot? Is strong safety, free safety the same terminology here?
It is. And it also just depends on what side you end up on. You got to be able to know both sides, free safety and strong safety. And, you know, because during the game, there's bullets flying and, You know, guys are getting caught on different sides, so you got to know everything.
Your T-shirt says it's time.
Yeah, it's time.
4 years. 4 years here. I mean, four. Are we ready to see? I mean, how close are we to seeing the best of Nate Allen? And maybe
it
we
is,
have. I don't
it
know.
Is. You can always get better. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to keep working and, you know, just I'm working hard this offseason and trying to be the best player I can. And, you know, just going to try to make as many plays as I can this year coming up and, you know, shoot for a Pro Bowl. But, you know, Super Bowl first.
Physically, mentally, everything's good.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. You know, I get a lot of questions about the knee and everything. Sure. Knee's good.
Forever you're going to get those questions.
Yeah, I know. The knee's good. Yeah, I'm feeling real good. Blessed.
Good. What's the locker room like?
Good, excited. Everybody's got a lot of energy. You know, the off season is kind of a little bit different than, you know, training camp right before we really get underway. But, you know, guys are excited about everything and, you know, everybody's coming together pretty well.
Nate, what happened? What was your approach when the new coaching staff came in? I mean, how do you want to impress these guys?
Just come in and work, you know, and give a great first impression, because that's the main thing. That's what it is. And, you know, you're being evaluated in everything you do. And, you know, they made that pretty clear to us. So, I mean, just all the details and a practice and in the meeting rooms, just making a great impression.
And obviously, the more comfortable you are with the scheme, the faster you play.
Right.
No hesitation. And you can get to the football and,
right.
and be Nate Allen.
Right. Yeah, that's what this time is for, you know, OTAs and this offseason, to be able to get in with the coaches, like I said, and you know, and fine-tune everything out on the field. So when we, you know, come into training camp and first preseason and then first regular season game, we're rolling.
When they signed Kenny and Patrick and drafted Mr. Wolf, did you feel, hey, I mean, I got to pick it up? Or did you already feel that?
Already felt it. You know, regardless of who they bring in every year, there's always going to be competition at this level. It doesn't matter what position you're at. And it does nothing but make you better as a player. And it's going to help the team. And it's competition is always a positive thing.
Yeah, good camaraderie back there. All those
yes,
new faces,
for sure. We're gelling and, you know, building that chemistry, and that's what this time is for.
So you're 4 years in, Nate. Last one here. The business of football is a business.
It is.
Looking back, was there a welcome to the NFL moment in that standpoint?
As far as
being
on the field,
you are here. You are here, and if you do not do your job, you are not going to be here.
Yeah, probably my welcome to the NFL moment was, I think it was my second preseason game. Cedric Benson got me, ran me over. That was probably my welcome to the NFL moment. You know, it was kind of a wake-up call, like, hey, you know, you're in here with the big boys.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and it moves so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
On the field,
does.
Off the field?
It does. And when I look back at my rookie season, it's amazing how much it's slowed down, you know, since then. You were just, as a rookie, I was just out there running around, flying around as fast as I could.
Yeah, and these guys now, even with all the tempo here is so much different than it was.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Coach Reed and everyone.
Practice. I mean, everybody can just see it out at practice how much different it is. You know, with the music and a lot of the media guys were saying it was like chaos out there. And, I mean, it looks like it to, you know, the outsider, but, you know, there's some organization to the chaos.
And there's the method here is that you get more reps.
You
get more of a chance to go out there and learn what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. It's amazing the amount of reps that we get compared to the average NFL OTAs. Probably double, even maybe triple.
Wow.
Yeah, it's high.
That can only benefit you then.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Nate, thanks.
We're good. Hey,
we thank you for
always
coming by.
Good. Thanks, Dave.
Nate Allen here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.